Welcome back for the final part of our deep dive into Australia's electricity grid transformation.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
We have. From the rise of renewables and the challenges of integrating them, the incredible opportunities for the Australian ICT sector, and the importance of getting consumers on board.
Yeah.
But we saved a really crucial topic for last: cybersecurity.
Yeah, a very important topic.
Because it's kind of like building this amazing high-tech house,
Yeah.
but forgetting to install a good security system.
That's a great analogy because, as we've been discussing, this transition to a net zero grid really hinges on all this digital technology,
Yeah.
creating this more intelligent, dynamic, and interconnected energy ecosystem.
But with all this increased connectivity,
Yeah.
doesn't that make us more vulnerable?
It does. It's a trade-off we need to be very aware of.
So we're not just talking about protecting our data anymore. You're talking about protecting the very flow of electricity that powers our homes, our businesses, our essential services.
Right.
What kind of threats are we actually facing here?
Well, the threats are real, and they come from all sorts of sources. We've got everything from nation-state actors looking to disrupt critical infrastructure
Oh, wow.
to opportunistic hackers just looking to make a quick buck.
Right.
And then you can't forget about those unintentional disruptions as well.
Oh, yeah, like human error.
Exactly. Or system glitches.
So it's a pretty complex landscape. What are we doing to protect ourselves?
Well, fortunately, Australia is taking this very seriously.
Yeah, good.
The Australian government and industry stakeholders are really stepping up their game when it comes to cybersecurity.
So there are some safeguards in place.
Yeah, there are some robust frameworks and regulations.
Like what?
Well, like the Security of Critical Infrastructure Act,
Okay.
which mandates these enhanced cybersecurity measures for all those critical infrastructure providers.
Including those in the energy sector.
Right.
So that's the legal framework. But what about the actual nuts and bolts of it?
Yeah.
What are the technical measures being taken to protect our energy infrastructure?
Well, it's really a multi-layered approach. It's kind of like building a fortress around our energy infrastructure.
So give me an example.
So, first, we need strong perimeter defenses to prevent any unauthorized access.
Like firewalls and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Firewalls, intrusion detection systems, secure communication protocols.
So we're trying to make it as hard as possible for these attackers to even get close to our critical systems.
Right, but we have to assume they'll eventually find a way in, right?
Yeah, that's a scary thought.
So that's where defense in depth comes into play.
Okay, so it's like a security system within a security system.
Exactly. We need to be able to detect and respond to those intrusions really quickly.
So what kind of tools are we talking about here?
Well, there's a whole arsenal of cybersecurity technologies that are being deployed.
Okay.
You've got security information and event management systems, or SIEMs,
Okay.
which collect and analyze data from across the network to identify any suspicious activity.
So they're like our digital detectives.
Right. And then there's endpoint detection and response solutions as well,
Okay.
which protect individual devices from malware and other threats.
So we've got all these systems in place, constantly monitoring the grid for any signs of trouble.
Exactly. And I bet you can guess what else is playing a huge role here.
I bet it's AI.
You got it. AI is being used to detect anomalies, automate threat response, and even predict potential attacks before they happen.
So it's like having this digital security guard that never sleeps and is
Exactly.
constantly learning new ways to protect the grid.
Right. But even with all this amazing technology,
Yeah.
we can't forget about the human factor.
Yeah, that's right, because humans are often the weakest link.
They are,
Yeah.
We're still vulnerable to those social engineering attacks,
Right.
phishing scams,
Yeah.
even just simple human error.
Someone could accidentally click on a bad link or give away their password.
Exactly. So we need to make sure that everyone who interacts with the grid, from those power plant operators to energy retailers to everyday consumers,
Yeah.
is aware of the cybersecurity risks.
And knows how to protect themselves.
Right. It's a shared responsibility.
So we all need to be more cyber aware.
Exactly. We need things like cybersecurity awareness training, strong password policies, multi-factor authentication
It's about building a culture of security.
throughout the entire energy ecosystem. Yeah.
We all need to be vigilant and play our part in keeping the grid safe.
Absolutely.
It's fascinating to think about how this whole shift to a smarter, more connected grid is actually making us all more responsible for cybersecurity.
Yeah, it's not just the job of the experts anymore.
Right, we all need to be aware and take this seriously.
Exactly. In a way, we're all becoming stewards of this critical infrastructure.
And as we're moving towards this future powered by renewables, it's so important that we prioritize cybersecurity every step of the way.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
Yeah.
We've explored all these challenges and opportunities of transforming Australia's electricity grid from the rise of renewables to energy storage.
Yeah.
To the crucial role of digital technologies and, of course, cybersecurity.
It's been a really fascinating journey, I think.
It really has. Australia is clearly at the forefront of this whole global energy transformation.
Yeah, they're really leading the charge.
And as we wrap up, we encourage all of you listeners to think about your own role in this evolving energy landscape.
Yeah, how can you contribute?
How might the increasing intelligence of the electricity grid change not just how we consume energy,
right,
but how we actually live and work? It's a question worth pondering as we navigate this really exciting
and challenging
journey towards a more sustainable future. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening.